So we're here to celebrate some startups and some entrepreneurs from the state of Kentucky. We are proud of them and we are proud of the work that we do.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Awesome Inc's podcast, where we highlight people pursuing their definition of, you guessed it, awesome. So buckle up and get ready for some more success story adventures and failures from Kentucky's tech and entrepreneur community.
Good deal. Thanks for being here. Give yourselves a round of applause, please. Awesome Inc. is an umbrella, and underneath that umbrella are multiple programs or companies that exist to help and serve entrepreneurs and innovators. And I'll lead off by mentioning Apex Software. This is our software company. It operates here in this building. We've got a team of 25 to 30 really talented developers that are ready and willing and excited about your project. So if your company needs software solutions, custom software solutions, I recommend you hang close around here because you'll get great attention and a great product in the end. We also educate technology. So our first section is creation of technology. The second is the education of technology. We have a coding school. Some of you are boot campers. Some of you were baristas a few months ago, but next week or in 2 weeks, you will be software developers for some really awesome tech companies. So if you want to learn more about that program, I'd love to tell you more about it or point you to someone who is even smarter than me and they can tell you about it. But our coding school is amazing. We also have kids programs. So if you've got kids that need some summer camps or after school programs, then you might as well make them into little nerds who can make video games. You know what I'm saying? All right, our creation of entrepreneurship, this is a place and a community to do that. So we want you to create new and awesome things that get people excited. So this is our co-working space. We have memberships available. We have conference rooms, rentals available for your company and private office space. We'd love to tell you more about that if that is something of interest to you in the room. And then my favorite parts of what we do. Our program's designed to accelerate Kentucky-based startup companies and give them resources to grow and grow fast and grow well. We're gonna highlight the fellowship, but also kind of in that journey of the entrepreneur here in Kentucky, we've got Five Across. Anyone heard of Five Across before? Yeah. So Five Across is our entrepreneur pitch competition. There is one tonight just down the street. We hosted at the Kentucky Theater because too many people started showing up to celebrate startups in this room. So we'll be at the Kentucky Theater at 5 p.m. tonight. You'll get to see five pitches from five entrepreneurs for 5 minutes. It's $5 to get in. Any number, there's probably a five. Except for there are four judges, which still kills me. And I've been fighting that fight for 7 years, and I will win one day. But our fellowship program, I'll touch a little bit more on in a second. And then, man, what we're in this for, though, is to help people be the best entrepreneurs that they can be. And one day, we want to celebrate them because they've earned the induction into the Kentucky Entrepreneur Hall of Fame. So this is an effort that we started in 2010. It's an open vote to citizens of Kentucky to vote on who they think is deserving to be a Kentucky Entrepreneur Hall of Famer. And we've got 50 entrepreneurs in there. And let me just let you know that the folks in this room that you're going to hear from today, these are my personal bet and our bet on who you might see in the Kentucky Entrepreneur Hall of Fame in a few decades. So it's a long journey, but these are grinders here, and you'll be excited about them. So let me tell you a little bit more about the fellowship program. It's a one-year-long program for 8 Kentucky-based startup companies that are tech-focused, have a full-time founder, and some convincing traction. And if you show us that, we're already on the right track to be like, you know what? This might be something special, and we want to double down on this company. And what we do is we provide them space, access to mentors. A lot of those mentors come from the Hall of Fame, as you might guess. A significant one is accountability. We hold them to metrics and accountability. Entrepreneurs love to work for themselves. only to find themselves answering to someone like me, some Joe Schmo here. But we hold them accountable to 30-day goals to say, hey, what are your top priorities? And let's be laser focused on them. And we reassess each month, why did you hit this? Why didn't you hit this? And the worst of all was this a bad goal to set in the beginning? Thus, meaning you've been working on the wrong things with your precious time. We try to avoid that as best we can. I get excited. I geek out on this one. We've got a developer, a designer, and a videographer on our staff at Awesome Inc. that work for the fellowship companies while they're in the program. And I want to maybe drop the bomb here, which is this program is free. There's no equity nor fee for the startups to be in it. So we are extremely selective with who we accept in the program. Because we are stewarding other people's generosity with this program, with state, local grants, and individual donors' dollars. And they trust us to find the most promising startups and encourage their growth. And then finally, we've got some amazing partnerships that help provide legal and accounting services. So Dinsmore and Scholl, they've got offices in a few cities, but they've got one here. But Tony Bonner is amazing. I'm not sure that Tony's here today. I haven't seen him. But our startups love having him as a resource, and Dal Barrett, DB Virtual Accounting, provides accounting services for our fellowship companies while they're in the program, and it's all pro bono. It's out of their own excitement for startups, and I'm sure they want to earn some business afterwards, and I think they tend to, which is great news. So I mentioned mentorship. I want to keep the energy high here, but not at the cost of not acknowledging someone that's really special and important to this community. If you were here a year ago, I probably delivered the news that a really important figure and investor in our community, David Goodnight, had recently at the time that he had brain cancer and that he was going to be fighting for his life. If you were here 6 months ago, we were feverishly voting for him to win an Angel Investor of the Year award. It is with sadness, but also some celebration that I let you know that David passed away about 2.5 weeks ago in the comfort of his home with his wife. He finally succumbed to his brain cancer, but he's a really important figure to me and to this community, so I want to acknowledge that. And I want to celebrate him, but I also want to illustrate what this community is for each other. I say it with a smile on my face, actually, but when we pass away, if you're part of this startup ecosystem, you matter even beyond that. So grateful to David, wherever you are, my man, grateful for you. And he was amazing for startup founders, and he will be very missed. So with that, I want to illustrate what someone like David and his mentorship and also our programs have been able to accomplish. We've now worked since 2014 with 70 Kentucky-based startup companies, and they've gone through our program, and they have attracted outside funding in the amount of $123 million, and they've created 600, and this is a little creepy number here, but 666 and a half, I'm including some part-time roles here, 666 new jobs for Kentuckians. So would you give these companies a round of applause for that accomplishment? Yeah, we are. We're really excited about those metrics. Now, those are a few like North Star metrics that you might say. The end goal is not necessarily that you attract funding, but that you steward that funding well and build really great companies, which we have. So if you haven't gotten a chance yet, you can visit the wall in the break room that has all the names of the founders and the logos of their companies from dating back to 2014. And I think you'll find some there that are living on really well. So a little bit of like an inside or behind the curtain peek is we have accountability metric sheets that we hop into every month with founders to hold them accountable to their metrics. Just to give you a look, like I've added this new row here at the bottom for some new companies that you're going to get to meet today that are just joining the fellowship this month. And what's cool is that you're here at the beginning of their journey while they're in the fellowship. And if you join us 6 months from now at the next Fellowship Demo Day, you'll kind of get to see like a 6 month improvement, hopefully, update pitch. And then a year from now, they will be graduating from the program, and you'll kind of get to be like, you know what, I was here from whenever they first kicked off. A few examples, and excuse me if this is, if I'm making you squint here, but this is kind of what it looks like in that metric sheet. And this is important, is we review these metrics, we highlight them red if you missed it, green if you made it, and then very rarely will we do a yellow that says, hey, you know what, you've done everything in your control, the ball's in the hands of someone else, but we need to get this metric hit by the next time we meet. So this is kind of what it looks like, a little color coded, we keep it fun, but we also keep it simple. And then before we get started, I'm very close to introducing our first pitch. Before we get started, I have to mention some of the amazing partners and sponsors that we have for this program. And I definitely want to highlight Chase Bank first, primarily. Can we give it up for Chase Bank, please? I am flattered and humbled that if you're at an Awesome Inc. event, there's going to be a Chase person here. They are so involved in the community, and especially, I like to think, only Awesome Inc., but I'm sure they treat all of their clients quite as well as we do. I'm sure they do. But very, very, very humbled by the partnership that we have with Chase. They sponsored this day. It's because of them that you get to eat and be comfortable here. There's some swag bags up here that you get to take. But I would love to invite up Edward, one of my favorites from Chase. He's gonna tell you how much I mean to him and how much Awesome Inc. means to him.
Thank you, Keith. Great tea up there for me. But yeah, no. So I'm Edward Quino. I'm the area manager for Chase Business Banking for Central Kentucky, and really just super happy to be here. Really proud of everybody in the fellowship. We've been attending things over at Awesome Inc. for years and years, and the thing that I've always been really impressed is just the way that they do provide, like Keith said, like resources to help businesses grow and be able to grow well. That's kind of where we've always found like a nice fit about that, because for us, especially with things with the startup community, a lot of times there's not a lot of people who are willing to kind of invest like that time and that human capital, right? Share with their knowledge and kind of give you peeks behind the curtain on like, what can you do to be improved and do better? So that's one of the things that I'm really proud that Chase, that we focus on, is using all of our experience with like thousands of different businesses that are in different stages of life and being able to share with you like kind of like what have been the things that have helped them grow? What have we seen have been good, great ways, great metrics to be able to do that? And we do that by really making sure that we have just a strong team of experts that can be able to help you with any financial goal from your business and your personal life. So like we have actually a bunch of those experts here today. So if you guys will make just a little bit of noise. Yeah, very little. That's good. We just needed a little bit, so that's all. So that's what we love to be able to do there. And just working with Keith and the Awesome Inc. team has just been fantastic, because they truly live that motto of really trying to be good and do something awesome. So I always remember the first time I went to one of these and I heard the rule number 17. I always try to live my life like that, because after hearing Keith talk about it on there. So it's been a great partnership. So really appreciate it.
Thanks, Edward. Justin. Well, thank you for the kind words, Edward, and we're grateful for you. And let's get started. Why don't we do this? I want to invite up Justin from 13 Layers. He's gonna be our first pitch. Would you hype him up a little bit? Yeah, all right, Justin, I'm gonna try and give you a little like 3 minute clock just to keep you accountable. Okay. All right. Have at it.
All right, so raise your hands if you or anybody in your circle has suffered from any type of negative cyber incident, please. Okay, now take a look around. Every year I do this, it gets more and more. Now, only keep your hand up, put your hands back up. Only keep your hand up if you have taken 5 to 10 minutes to talk to said person about the impact that it had on their personal life and their business life. Most of the hands should go down. That's a big problem, right? It's a big problem. Apathy. It's one of the biggest issues. I guarantee you, if one of you or all of you take 10 minutes to talk to one of those people about the impact it had on their personal life and their business life, your opinion of this problem will change, okay? So what are the actual business problems and technical problems that we're facing? Number one, the cost of cybercrime is expected to increase past the GDP of the third largest country in the world, which is Japan. Okay. They're not just losing money. They're losing intellectual property, right? They're losing data, revenue, reputation, and many companies don't ever recover, especially those that are hit twice. And don't worry, we're going to get into the positive stuff soon. So compliance and insurance regulations, while they're 2 years behind, they're requiring this sort of spending. So if you want to get new customers, you may need to fall in line with security regulations. If you need to get new vendors, you may need to fall in line with security regulations. If you need to grow your business, security now needs to be top of mind. And actually this year, it was elevated to the number one risk to businesses globally. That is globally to all businesses, okay? So the technical problems, why is that happening? There's 3,000 vendors in the marketplace. We're just one, but we do things differently than over 95% of the vendors in the space. So the biggest problem is they're bypassing these reactive controls. And what I mean by that is, would you rather have someone break into your house and have the alarms go off and the cameras capture them, or would you rather that threat be eliminated at the door? The answer is obvious, right? That's not what's happening in cybersecurity today. They're waiting for the attacker to attack, sending out an alert, reacting, sending fixes back, and it's a vicious cycle that people can't catch up with. You don't think Carnival, Xerox, Microsoft, these companies that have been hacked weren't spending millions of dollars on cybersecurity? Of course they were. They're doing it wrong. The other thing is they've been staying inside, hidden inside of networks for 9 months, 6 to 9 months on average. Imagine if someone was in your attic for 6 months and had, follow me here, it's important, was in your attic and had microphones, video cameras, and everything else, access to your computer files for 6 months, what would they know about you and your family? More than any of, I can see people squirming. It's not comfortable, right? This is what they're doing to over 80% of corporate networks. You saw everybody raise their hands. That was at least 80% of the people in this room. The threat is real. It's out there, but do not believe the hype that it cannot be stopped. We do it every day. Another problem is you just can't find people to help. That number is now increased. Sorry, this deck is old. It's from 6 months ago. It's now 800,000 job openings in the USA in cybersecurity alone, over 4.5 million globally. We do not have the farms to fill the seats. So you can only do this with automation, okay? What do we do? We take an offensive approach. That threat that we want to eliminate on the doorstep, that's what we do. And then we take that intelligence and we feed it back into these other reactive solutions that these multi-billion dollar companies also own. So we make what they do better, smarter, and faster, but we put our proprietary technology in line first as the offensive threat eliminator. I have no idea how much time I have left. All right, we got customers. Lots of them. We're doing all kinds of cool stuff. We've grown. Yep, we're doing good. We have the San Antonio Spurs as a customer. And the only help we need is help hiring and scaling a direct sales team.
All right. Yeah. As you can imagine, sometimes I'll wonder, is it possible? Basically, if you want to have all of your worst fears confirmed, just talk to Justin. If you want the darkest lunch hour ever and you're so they could do this, they could get into my computer, they could do that. They're already in there. That's the answer. Yeah. All right. Let's see here. Our next pitch is Bennett Gatto. And unfortunately, he had to bow out of this as of yesterday because he had a surprise hand surgery, a little injury. And so he submitted a quick video for us to get to know him and his company, Active Therapy Systems.
Hey, what's up, guys? My name's Bennett Gatto. I apologize for not being there today. Pretty bumped out. I injured my hand playing flag football on Sunday. Had surgery yesterday, and the docs told me I'm not allowed to drive, so here we are. I'm a physical therapist, ironically. I'm the founder and CEO of Active Therapy Systems, and we serve our customers through our brand, Total HealthWorks. So our value proposition, we help people with Parkinson's disease manage their condition and ultimately take back control of their health. Number one thing people say when they're diagnosed with Parkinson's is that they just feel like they've had their life ripped away from them, that they've lost control, and we help those people regain that. So in June, we'll be launching Total PT. This is something we've been building for a while now. It's a very personalized experience we are able to provide one-on-one coaching, personalized workouts, and then we monitor sleep, activity, blood pressure, lots of data points like that. Help communicate information to neurologists so they can make more informed decisions. We currently offer monthly memberships. We have 225 members. People engage with us frequently and they stick with us for a long time. We also offer continuing education courses to instructors and healthcare professionals. So we teach them our techniques and methods, and then they go back to their respective locations and hold classes and help folks in their communities. So some big wins that we've had over the last few months. The Bradford Exchange, a 50-year-old company, approached us about doing a trial offer to 10,000 of their customers. And they primarily serve the same demographic, that 50 to 75-year-old. They approached us about offering more brain health, not necessarily just Parkinson's, but more of our classes to help improve their customers' fitness and brain health. Cleveland Clinic, we are working with Dr. Ben Walter and Jay Alberts to set up a study that will assess the clinical efficacy and viability of our data. So that's a pretty big opportunity for us. Some areas that we need help is we just need more eyeballs on us. We need to get in front of more people. So if you have friends that have Parkinson's, send them our way. Or if you know anybody that can help us just get in front of more people, that'd be great. We're currently raising funds to help launch Total PT. We've raised $125,000 in the last 3 months, which is 30% of our goal. Big shout out to the Awesome Inc. team. I appreciate everything you guys do. Keith, the fellowship's been great. I'm very excited about the relationships I've built. And big shout out to Reese Walter, who helped us prepare our website to handle the influx of traffic that we expect from Bradford in the next couple months. So here's a QR code, takes you to our website. Visit us at totalhealthworks.com or just shoot me a call or a text. Happy to chat, help with anything that you guys need, or if you can think of any ways to help us get in front of more people. Thanks, guys.
All right. We'll give it up for a virtual Bennett there. Okay. And I will look at that face. I've got another face for you. So for a different reason, and this is our final video of the day, but for a different reason, Richie from our company or our portfolio company VR Together, he is out west in, I believe it's the Bay Area right now, meeting with a potential client or advisor. So he couldn't make it today, but he gave us a quick update video as well.
Hi, everyone. My name is Richard Hoagland, founder and CEO of VR Together. At VR Together, we are improving health and happiness for populations in need through the power of virtual reality and augmented reality. I regret that I cannot attend demo day in person. I am at the Meta headquarters in Menlo Park this week for a conference and hackathon focused on Meta's new mixed reality technology. I will miss the ability to connect with my peers in the fellowship and the folks in attendance. However, I am incredibly excited at the business relationships I'll forge this week. This past year has been a tremendous learning experience for myself and the company. We completed our Phase 1 National Science Foundation research, as well as piloting VR Together with over 50 older adults in senior care facilities. And we ran our first international pilot in Tokyo, Japan, in collaboration with Azalea Group and Equal Entry, where we connected older adults with children inside VR Together for shared experiences. This year has not been without its obstacles. At the end of 2022, our program officer left the National Science Foundation, and we were informed we would not be receiving a Phase 2 SBIR. We were forced to reevaluate in early 2023, and I'm thrilled to say we have come out a stronger company. We secured our first license of VR Together to develop a metaverse application on top of our technology. We hit $150,000 in production and service revenue in Q1 of this year, putting us at 37% of our 2023 goal. We're seeing exceptional results from a pilot being run at the University of Kentucky Hospital. We've built an incredibly talented team of collaborators to move forward with research and development. We have launched a Facebook group for older adults who use VR. And while our membership is a modest 31, we just launched this group last month, and all of these adults are over 50, who have and actively play VR. As we grow our membership, we will begin reaching out to those older adults who are interested in VR, but do not yet own a device. Finally, we will be launching two commercial applications for Meta Quest devices by the end of this year. I'd like to thank the Awesome Fellowship for their support this past year, as well as my fellow entrepreneurs who take on the difficult task of building a company from an idea. Finally, I have an ask of you in the audience. If you know of a group looking to develop virtual reality applications to improve a social or health issue, please reach out. I'd love to talk. We believe at VR Together that virtual reality has tremendous untapped potential to improve lives. I encourage you to visit our website at vrtogether.us or vrtogether.us and sign up for updates to join us on this journey. Thank you.
All right, that's Richie Hoagland, VR Together. It's cool. It's cool for our last two fellowship companies, even though they couldn't be here. Their technology is going to make people healthier and happier and less lonely, which I think is really an awesome purpose behind their companies. So with that, I want to introduce Josh Reed from Influ as our fourth exiting company from the fellowship. Josh, have at it, man.
Well, good afternoon. Good afternoon. How you doing today? Good? Good, good. It's a pleasure to be back. First, I want to say thank you to the Awesome Inc. fam for this wonderful opportunity to be in an awesome fellowship. It's been amazing, and I thank you for your support. Now let's get to the business. In today's job market, companies are facing challenges with attracting and retaining top talents. And when you look at the pandemic, it's really caused a shift in the mindset of the American worker, resulting in a rise in quiet quitting and the Great Resignation. And these challenges have led to high recruitment costs, low employee engagement, and difficulties with attracting and retaining top talent. And with this information, we've learned two facts. One, your employees are your greatest advocates. And two, Gen Z prioritizes purpose and alignments with brand culture and value in addition to salary. So with these facts, we've built a modernized platform that allows you, the employers, to elevate your employees into ambassadors on social media to help with their staffing needs. So now you can empower them with impactful, ready-made company branded content that is easily shareable to their social media networks. So now as you're building your brand culture and extended community, way of leveraging Influ, your employees can bond connections. The benefit and value add is this: greater job satisfaction and retention, reduced hiring costs, reduced advertising costs, and greater branding and visibility. Some of our wins. In 2023, we've closed three enterprise clients already, putting us on track to achieve 1.2 million AR by the end of this year. We've also integrated with generative AI throughout our entire platform by integrating Influ 3.0 back in March 1, 2023. We've also raised $1.5 million oversubscribed in a $1 million seed round, having to raise the $2 million for our particular seed round right now. So we currently have a half million that's still open, so if you're interested, call fees on me. And obstacles is pretty obvious. Right now is building a deeper pipeline, but also hiring top talent. And my ask to you is, if you have any connections specifically within the QSR hospitality HMO space, please give them a call. And if you'd like to join us in our digital and social media marketing revolution to change the way companies are acquiring and retaining top talent, then contact me today. I'm Joshua Reed, the founder and CEO of Influ. Thank you.
Always. All right, Josh. Yeah, so that, that concludes are four companies that have been through the program in its entirety. And the next four companies that you're going to hear from are 6 months into our program. They've got 6 months left. So this is going to be kind of a cool opportunity if you were here in October to see a little bit of an update. So we'll kick off. We'll just launch right into it. I want to introduce you to Bill and to Kirk from Minigrip. Go ahead, hype them up a little bit.
Kirk lost his voice today, so I'm going to be doing one speaking, and he lost his voice 6 months ago, too. I'm just saying. This is Kirk's aunt, though I'll speak for her. So have any of you ever struggled to open a bottle before or a container or anything? Well, Kirk invented the solution to that problem, which is Minigrip, the world's first portable gripper. Made of high-quality silicone rubber and comes with a patent-pending dual-side surface that really gives it exceptional grip. even though Kirk invented this to conquer twist-top bottles and jars, it's actually such a good product that customers are finding new use cases for it every day and actually telling us through Amazon reviews and other places. People are using it to change the oil in their cars, loosen carabiner rings, change drill bits, and many other use cases. So since we started the Awesome Inc. Fellowship, we've sold 34,000 units. Our conversion on our e-commerce has been actually over 12%. So if any of you know about e-commerce, that's pretty incredible for people that, for more than 12% of people to buy. Our headwind has become, we frankly thought we were going to become millionaires after Q4. Our sales were taken off like a rocket. And then Facebook has increased the cost of advertising to us by 27%, which became a headwind. The tailwind, though, is that our customers love MiniGrip. So the market wants this product. Our customers are loving it. We're getting extremely positive reviews. And so we're definitely charging forward. We have 10% of our customers are now repeat customers. So we have a lot of great traction with our customer base, and we're continuing to grow. We want to give a shout out to the Awesome Inc. team. They've helped us redesign our website. They've been providing great content and just a lot of networking that's helped us with the whole community. You tell people outside of here that you're going through the fellowship, and that gives you a lot of respect. So that's been very helpful for us. Up next, we're working with the team on building a brand guide and then also some email campaigns and newsletters. So thanks again to the Awesome Inc. team. And then as we look forward, we're going to be launching our second product in about eight weeks. So the one complaint we've had from all of our customers is that they want to have a larger version of MiniGrip. So we've already designed one, and we're going to have another order coming, and we're actually going to be getting a lot of customer insights as well with that. And then secondly, we have a lot of traction really starting on the B2B end. We're even talking to one local iconic company about possibly changing the shape of MiniGrip so that it represents their product, and they're really excited about that. And we've had a few others asking us for the different creative things we can do with MiniGrip. So we're expecting for B2B sales to surpass our e-commerce sales here over the next 6 months. And that's it. So thank you.
Thank you.
Local iconic company. Don't you love the way that founders just like dangle something in front of you? They're like, tell us, we can't. Yeah. I've got one on my backpack somewhere. Cool. All right, Bill, Kirk, great job. Thank you. Let's see, is Moshe here? There he is, my man. Okay, so come on down. Everybody make up some noise for Moshe from Prep Sharp. Go ahead and take about 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay. 2 decades and 2 minutes. I can do that. This. Okay. Okay. So essentially, we're a team of test prep instructors. That means, in a nutshell, we help students get into the most elite colleges in the country by helping them outsmart even the most dastardly of exams, the ACT, the SAT, the GMAT, the GRE, the LSAT, all the acronyms you know and love, right? So in the course of doing this work, even just amongst ourselves, we realized that there are some pain points that we had as tutors. We came up with some tools to address those, and then we thought, you know, I bet that other tutors around the country probably face the same kinds of issues. So we put it up on a really basic website, and we thought that we maybe would get, like, I don't know, 100 visits a month. We got about 1,000 a day, and we realized, wow, we are really tapping into something big here. And so we started to develop more of these resources, but the interesting thing is that the pain point intensity for tutors is about to go through the roof, and that's because in 2024, the SAT and ACT, the two biggest exams, are gonna go digital. And that means that for test prep instructors like me, all of the materials that we've accumulated over the years will instantly become obsolete, right? And so that creates a big problem for tutors, but a huge opportunity for PrepSharp to create these test kinds of resources. And so we basically are building a solution that's gonna be a haven for tutors during this really stressful time that really addresses all of their day-to-day needs. And then in terms of successes that we've had so far, I'm really glad that there are things for us to put on this slide. The first one is the answer keys and scales to the ACT. We've expanded to include SAT and PSAT in the last 6 months. We hired a team of interns that are going to redesign all of the tools that we've built for tutors, including score charts, the newest answer keys for the exams. And then probably the most important part is that we started to work on this software, this a low-code version of the software, and we're completely redesigning the website. As far as obstacles, there's definitely been quite a few setbacks, I would say. The first one was just rethinking our financial strategy. At first, it was all about raising as much money as possible, and that's kind of what everybody focuses on. We realized that that wasn't the best strategy for us, and to give away so much of our equity in return for such a great idea with a lot of potential. The thing that's been a thorn in my side the most is the delay of the website 2.0 that was supposed to be a bridge between the two versions of the website, but hopefully it will be launched in just a couple weeks. And then we really had a tough time finding a top caliber statistician that would be able to work with us with our most advanced features. What's in store for PrepSharp? Quite a few things, but I guess top three milestones for the next few months. One, advanced user data collection. Two, to test the revenue model, which we're really excited about, obviously, because otherwise it's just traction with users. And then last, the computer-based testing platform, which will be available at the beginning of the next school year. That's it. Thank you so much.
All right, man, good job. Excellent job, Moshe. He's got a dream team, too. Ross and Grace are just awesome, too. So power team there. All right. Next up, how about some grassroots advocacy? I want to invite up Corey Payne from Paducah. Give it up.
Thanks, Keith. Thanks, everybody. So stoked to be here. I live in Paducah, and we don't have a tall build. Well, you know, anyway, we're in Paducah, so. It's so exciting with restaurants and people. I'm this founder and CEO of UJoin. We do grassroots advocacy. We try and put the F word fun back into policy making. And that's sort of what we're trying to do. We help our customers, which are public affairs firms, trade associations, and nonprofits, and neighborhood organizations get policy wins. So we make it hopefully easy and fun for people to message legislators and get these policy wins. And there's a huge gap in the market. There's a huge underserved portion of the market that doesn't have access to these tools. It's only been available to really well-funded companies and nonprofits. So we're taking it to the streets, taking it to the masses, and we're doing that effectively. In the past, there were just clunky workarounds, and we're simplifying it. We're making it affordable, and we're making it fun. And we do that we were the first company to allow video messages to go to legislators, for example, and we're doing a lot of other cool things that our customers are really starting to love, and we're kind of starting to hit our stride here. We also help them track legislation. We have fun charts, and we help them, pat people on the back who are doing a really good job advocating for policies. It's an $11 billion market in the U.S. just with the services we have now, but we have plans for other services to expand. These are our current price points, and those are also going up because our customers are basically telling us that we need to increase them. It's kind of like shooting fish in a barrel right now, which is awesome because it took a long time to get there. I was wringing hands before to make sales, but now it's getting way easier. Like I said, we were the first one to do video messages to legislators. We're the only company in our space that allows people to just go in, sign up, pay, and use the platform. Everybody else makes you go through a sales demo, and it's that process, which is fine. I mean, we get that, but we think we're going to be more scalable this way, and we're testing things out. We have a really cool power map feature that our competitors don't have. Everybody's getting gobbled up in our space. This past year, everybody got gobbled up into three primary companies, that's sort of the lay of the land. And so we're getting spillage of those customers who don't want to pay those high prices. They're coming to us and looking for a simple, easy platform. And we do have some proprietary tech as well. Our team, there are two full-time folks, myself and Chuck, and we're having a really strong kickoff to this year. So we're hoping to make our third hire in next fall for our busy season. So that's super exciting for us. We're here to stay in Kentucky, and we're here to grow. This is, if you want to message me, we are, open to raising a seed round, and we're open to deals. We also need, if you know people in these target customer spaces who might need an advocacy app, we're all ears for that. And you know, I'm learning on the fly. You know, Awesome Inc. is a great resource for me. And I need advice too, and so I'm looking for help that way. You can find the QR code. You can see one of our action pages, and you can message me really easily there. See how it works if you want to do that. Thanks again. Appreciate your time.
Great job. Cool. Thank you, Corey. All right. And then last of our 6 months in companies, I want to invite up Chris Wiedmar. Chris, there you are. Make some noise for Chris, please. Chris is going to tell you about his company, Party Horses.
Appreciate it. Thanks for coming out today. And thanks to Awesome Inc. You guys do an awesome job, literally. Party Horses, not to be confused with like the Kim Kardashians and Lindsay Lohans of drunk horses. We're a little different than that. Where we play, we initially started out as an NFT or in a Web3 company about a year ago. And we had a lot of success with that. But with that, we saw some interesting opportunities to build on it. And so, you know, if you had asked me a year ago what we were, I would have started with that. But now I think we've expanded really into what I would say an experiential brand, creating art, experiences, access, and what we'll touch on here in just a second, spirits. So with the NFT, when you bought it a year ago, it got you access to different parties, events, community activities. And in particular, we also did a deal with Maker's Mark, where everyone that bought it, we did 10 different bottles with Makers, and everybody got access to that as well. So it was a lot of fun. We learned a lot. And you kind of hit an inflection point of what you want to be when you grow up. And so we made the decision about 6 months ago, with the traction we had and the data that we had, that it made sense for us to keep moving forward on the tech side, but also to focus on doing our own spirits. While Makers has been a great partner with antiquated liquor laws, maybe we can use your advocacy policy to change some of how you buy alcohol and ship alcohol. So we decided to do our own thing. So some success and obstacles we've had over the past year. We did over $2 million in revenue since March of 22. We've built a strong, authentic community where we've got about 3,000 people that engage with us every day on a platform called Discord. And then we also have about 10,000 followers on Twitter. That's all organic and people that have followed us on their own. We've been featured in on a case study for Reddit, on the cover of the Courier Journal, some other larger publications. Some challenges. Like I said, I like how you guys talk. We push the envelope a lot. And with that comes some lawsuits. So we've luckily got those settled and behind us. We also dealt with a bear market for the past year and supply chain issues, which I know a lot of folks have had to deal with. So that's what we've done. You know, where we're going next, like I mentioned, we were going to raise about $4 million to do our own bourbon. We were fortunate in the sense that there's a large vodka company that knew about us, knew what we were trying to do. And so they came to us and said, hey, we'd love to license the brand from you guys. And so that's what we'll be doing next, where we'll have our own Party Horses bourbon that'll come out in the fall of this year. And with that, that'll give us access. Obviously, it's a new revenue stream for us, but it'll be a chance to incorporate new people really throughout the country. We've been a really Southeast region focused, but this, I think, will open up a lot of doors because we're going to be in all 50 states. And also, it'll give us the ability to keep doing fun experiences. This is a big derby party we had last year with Diplo, to where we'll be able to do more things like that give access that, you know, hasn't been done before. And so we're excited about what the future holds. Ask would be try our bourbon when it comes out in the fall, I guess. But appreciate the time. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Good job, man. All right. Thank you very much, Chris. And yes, we can try bourbon, I suppose. All right. So those are the four companies that are 6 months into the program. And if you come back to our demo day in October, you'll kind of get to see how their what's next have come about. And as we all know, everything goes according to plan with startups, right? So it'll be boring. Come back in October and it'll be like, yeah, we did what we said we were going to do. Everything happened the way, you know, we knew it would. No, it's going to be entertaining. It'll be exciting to watch that. Okay, with that, I want to introduce you to four new companies, just very quickly, some elevator pitches. These are four rookies in our program. They're what's new and what's sexy. So with that, I'll just say they're real sexy. Yeah. Roland, you're going to be uncomfortable to know that you're first. So Roland, yeah, come on up here. Make some noise for Roland, please.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I don't know how much time I have, but I have to follow up. 60, it's got to be a little bit more. I have to follow up on what you just said about the new companies being sexy. This is absolutely true, okay? Side story here. I'm sorry, it's not about C2Keep, but do you guys remember that show with Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie? Simple Life. Now, in that show, Paris always said, "That's hot," when she approved of something. I don't know if you guys remember that. Yeah. So when I started working as a pharmacist, one of the things they don't teach you is when you go and try to give feedback to doctors in real life, they'll cuss you out. They'll say, "Hey, you're a pharmacist. I'm a doctor. I know this stuff. Don't give me your feedback." And so when I gave feedback that was approved, instead of saying that's hot, I decided to say, "Oh, that's sexy," right? Because I approved it, or because the doctor approved or agreed to what I recommended. And then it caught on within my pharmacy department in me saying that's sexy for everything I approved of. And then I took it a next step further. When people would ask me how I was, because I approved how I was, I said, "Oh, I'm sexy," right? And that caught on as well within my family. And they would preface, "Hey, Roland, besides being sexy, how are you?" Right? Now, answer. Then I became pharmacy director in a new department, in a new hospital in a different state. And I walk in one day, and one of the technicians is like, "Hey, Roland, how are you?" "Oh, I'm sexy." That did not go very well. So, short story anyway. I stopped saying it, but it's funny that you say that. It was one of my favorite two things. Yeah. Well, C2Keep is doing well. We are a compliance tool for pharmacies right now and eventually all healthcare providers. We're helping them be compliant with the Controlled Substance Act, which regulates highly sensitive drugs like oxycodone and hydrocodone. And we're helping them be more audit prepared, manage that inventory up to 70% more efficiently. It's great. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. We're in the market. We've increased our customers. Last year, we ended up with about 22 total after we launched. And in the last 3 months, we've added another about 30 or so. So we're growing, and I love it. Really excited to be part of this group and continue to build Kentucky as one of the best places to come and build a startup. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. That was awesome. All right, Roland, keep it sexy. Okay, Stevens, come on up, man. Tell us about Feed Coyote.
Make some noise. Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone, or it's afternoon now. I'm still operating on Paducah time, so probably. I drove here to be here today, and it's very exciting to be here in this building. It's my first time. I'm very inspired to see all these great people here. Hopefully one day I could see my face here too. So my name is Stevens again, and we are building Feed Coyote to empower the 1.2 billion freelancers globally so that they can work together on package deals. And this is something that I believe so much in that I quit my cushy job at Microsoft 2 months ago so I could build this full time. And since then, things have been very great for us. We had a chance to win Five Across last February, and very much excited to compete again in December. We won Kiwano Madness last month. We are a tech stars company, and we launched our platform globally, and we grew by 351% last 2 months. So just amazing. So very much excited to be part of this program, to learn and to network, and hopefully take Feed Coyote to the unicorn status. Thank you.
All right, next up, she's a serial founder. Let's make some noise for Jennifer. She's going to tell us about Cartoonize My Pet.
Thanks. Yeah, in my past life, I was hand-sewing stuffed animals that look like your pet. No, just kidding. I never sewed them. But now I'm in pet tech. So at the core, Cartoonize My Pet is a pet avatar generator that is cartoon-based, so digital. There's probably about a trillion combinations that you can make with body color, markings, eye color, all kinds of stuff, different breeds. And then what we're doing with that tech is we've got three prongs right now, but we have an idea for just a bigger ecosystem. One is just a traditional e-commerce site. You can put your cartoon of your pet on a bunch of products, nothing major, you know, going on there. Number two is a mobile game. It's called Shelter Story. You're playing as your pet, rescuing pets, putting them up for adoption. It's launched in New Zealand and Australia. And I just got off a good call with Big Fish Games, so that's good. And then their third pillar is B2B. We've got Purina licensing the tech on some of their CRM outreach. And when people create accounts on Purina.uk right now, but hopefully more global distribution in the future. That's it.
All right, that's Cartoon Eyes, My Pet. And our last rookie introduction, I want to welcome up Isaiah and Vivi. They're going to tell you about Smoove Creations.
Awesome. Well, hi, everybody. I'm the CEO of Smoove Creations. So Smoove Creations is really a custom sneaker business, primarily on the B2B side, customizing sneakers for organizations and businesses. But to really dive in deeper, we're really a company for organizations that are looking for a unique way to reward their employees and exhibit their brand. And so we're really on a mission to make custom footwear the number one outlet for corporate expression and employee rewards. And so we're actually in the process of doing this through our intellectual property. On the software side, we've been able to create something called the Smoove Studio, which is the first fully customizable 3D shoe modeling software. And so it enables companies to have complete design freedom and create a sneaker from top to bottom. And then on the hardware side, we're also leveraging that studio software. We're partnering with local and national print shops to be able to take studio designs, print them onto our sneakers, and then drop ship it right to our customers. We've worked with a little bit over 40 companies to date. Some of the big names have been Cincinnati Bengals, Procter & Gamble, St. Elizabeth Hospital. And so, yeah, you can find me on LinkedIn at Isaiah Kelly, or if you want to hear more about our journey, I'll be sticking around, so please come up and ask me any questions. Thank you, guys.
All right, folks, that's it. You met 12 startups in under 45 minutes, and that was deliberate because what I want you to do next is to leave very slowly today. I want you to linger as long as you can bear to, because I'd love for you to meet these founders, fist bump them, tell them that they were your favorite, or let them know that your organization needs some custom sneakers. And here's your email. So I hope you enjoyed your time here today. We've got a few things else going on today that you're welcome to stick around for. So linger here, eat more food, hang out, work from here. But this evening we have Five Across at 5 p.m. at the Kentucky Theater. There's going to be food. Thanks to West 6, everybody gets drinks on the house. So really very few reasons not to be there, as you can understand. But with that, I'll play some music, and I really hope that you'll go and meet some of these founders and compliment them on what they're doing and help them build their businesses by connecting them to customers or other opportunities. So with that, thanks again for being here.
Well, that's it, guys. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Awesomings Podcast. And another quick thank you to Lee Rosevere and a few members from our community who provide the music that you hear in this show. Lastly, give us a follow on Instagram, Facebook, all that jazz. Or even better, come on down to our space. Come be a part of our community and get plugged in, and let's start something awesome together. You guys rock. We'll see you next time.